Now, for quite some time, there's been a lot of buzz about what's going to go in, if anything, into the former Hoover plant in North Canton. Well, hopefully we can get some answers to you here. We're hearing some buzz about maybe a retail plaza, maybe some apartments, but what is it? Is anything going in, or is this just another one of those big rumors? Well, joining us right now is Pat DiOrio. He's the city's director of administration. Mr. DiOrio, how are you this morning?
I'm fine. Very well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for joining us here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. We appreciate you taking the time. Let's get right to it. People are wondering, are apartments going to be going in to the Hoover building?
We certainly believe that to be the case. This project has been one that has been laden with false starts, over the years that the current team has owned it. And that's not to say that this couldn't be another, but we are further along in the process than we've ever been with this project. So I think the fact that other parts of the Hoover District on the north side, the Diebold project is a big shot in the arm with all the manufacturing that's moved into there now and the new construction that's going on. And then on the east side, all the offices are in really good shape with occupancy. And so it's really this West Factory area, Main and Maple intersection, that's been the difficult one to do. But from the plans that we've looked at, yes, approximately 223 apartments on the upper floors. On the lower floor, we're looking at niche retail, boutique retail, and perhaps some small commercial office space is what it's being comprised of right now.
What about any restaurants, Pat? Would there be any restaurants that would go in on that lower floor?
Well, there's the operator or the developer is certainly trying to get them. It just depends on the type of restaurant. One of the difficulties in North Canton is that as it relates to sales of alcohol, it is a process where they normally go to the ballot. There is some liquor permits being held by the developer. We're not quite sure if they're transferable to whoever comes in. That's one area. But if it's, like a Panera that doesn't need alcohol sales, then that would be great. But they are trying to get this to be more of a destination location, so there would be some food options within that complex.
Now, can you answer this for me? What kind of apartments would these be? Would these be higher end, maybe a little bit more on the luxury side of things? Or are these just going to be, pretty basic economy apartments that are maybe going for $650, $700 a month? Are they going to be in the upper range of, maybe $1,100, $1,200 a month or more?
Yes, I think you're looking more at the latter. I think it's going to be modeled similar to what has been, the great development that's been happening in downtown Canton with, the Hercules plant and the Onesto and these various, buildings that, have an attraction for downtown living. And we think that with our square here, that there's certainly enough here to get going to make people would want to be interested in living downtown. 223 is probably smaller than what we see at some of the other, buildings that hold a lot more. And that's part of the difficulty in this project has been that it is so small in scope.
Now, are we talking one-bedroom apartments, two, three, four-bedroom apartments? What are we looking at? Or is that more of a question for the developer?
That's really more on the developer side. But from what we've seen, we're really looking at a mix. But most of it will fall in the two and three bedroom size.
Okay. And is do you have any bids for a developer? Do you have a developer that's chosen already?
Well, keep in mind that this is not a city-owned project. We do not own the Hoover property. It's owned by a number of different developers that have come together to form a consortium, if you will. That consortium is called Maple Street Commerce. It consists of three developers who are responsible for moving it forward. But from what I've seen, yes, they have architects picked out, engineers picked out, builders picked out. They're looking to, get this thing running. And part of that has been to come with an agreement between the city school system and the city of North Canton and the developer on how we can all benefit from the development of this project.
What are the next steps then, Pat? Do they need to get this in front of city council? When will that happen?
Well, if this is for real, and again, you know, I'm guardedly optimistic. I know what the community has been through, and so I'm trying to temper the enthusiasm, but that we really would need to get something before city council introduced, by the end of the year. So we're talking like in the next 60 days, something needs to start surfacing if this is really happening. I believe it to be the case because of all the stuff that's been happening behind the scenes. Mayor Wilder has been doing a great job communicating with Stu Lichtner and the development team over there. And what's different this time, too, than the past, I can say, is that there's actually a local team in place who, have the authority to move the project forward. And we're not just dealing remotely, as in the past, with the developer in California.
Are there any renderings that you've seen?
I have.
You have seen renderings?
Yes, I have.
Are you able to share those renderings, Pat?
I'm not in possession of those renderings, but that might be something that we're able to get, although the developer always likes to say that, it's subject to, revision, but when the Ohio Department of Development director was here in July and announced that the project had been awarded historic tax credits, there were renderings there. I can see about if we can get those to you.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd greatly appreciate it. How expensive of a project do you think this would be if a developer were to take this on? It's approved by city council by the end of this year. How many millions of dollars can we see going into the Hoover Building?
My understanding, it's about a $70 million project.
Okay.
In this end, and that if all things fell into place, and it's a big if here as regarding construction, as you know, with all the other guests you've talked to over the many months about the delays with supply chain and pandemic issues, mm-hmm. and things like that. But ideally, we would be looking at about a 2-year build out.
Okay. I mean, that's honestly still, given the climate of the economy and the supply chain issues, 2 years isn't a terrible time to wait. Because it's not like people are, knocking on your door right now to get in to new apartments. But what do you think would be the target people to go into these apartments? Are you looking to bring a younger crowd back into North Canton? Are you hoping to keep people here in North Canton? What kind of people are you trying to get into the former Hoover Building if an apartment does go through?
Well, again, it would be up to the developer what they're targeting for, but from what I've seen, I think that the thrust of it is that, these are probably, more on the upper end of the price range, and so folks that are, willing to or wanting to downsize out of a larger home into something, more condo-like, apartment-like, that and still remain in the city and then free up their house. So I would say probably there'll be a good mix of people in their near retirement age, getting ready to retire, more so than young families starting out, because just looking at what the rents could be would probably discourage them. But there could be a lot of younger generation people, or I'm not sure what the right acronym is anymore, if they're millennials or yuppies or whatever we're talking about these days. I don't know what they are. I can't keep track of it. But whatever those people are that are looking for that urban environment that they like to live in downtown, ride a bike to work, to the store, those kinds of things, there could be an element that is appealable there.
Do you think that there would be the possibility, for Walsh students to move in? Do you think maybe part of it would be sectioned off for, younger college students that's maybe more affordable? Or is it just going to be one whole big picture at the Hoover Building if these apartments were to go through?
Yeah, I don't really see where the college students would be applicable here, just from the standpoint of what these developers are needing for their return on investment to get the loans from the bankers and the investment groups to make all this come to play. There's a certain expected return on their money. And that's just the way it is today, and that involves rent at a certain level in order to get that return.
Mm-hmm. And like any change, Pat, you know, there's going to be people who support it. There's going to be people who completely are saying no, don't mess with the old Hoover Building. Are you getting people who are saying no, don't do anything, leave it as it is? We don't want apartments to go into North Canton.
No, I've yet to run into anybody that is arguing for that. It's more of the latter is, you know, why isn't this project moving forward? Why can't the city do something about it? We don't own the land. We can't make them do it. But given the condition of the building, you know, this can't go on, you know, another 10, 15 years. You know, the building might not be habitable then. I mean, there is an element of it's been unoccupied for a while, and it needs to be receiving some tender, loving care now, and the alternative would be tear it down and start over.
Yeah, that is a very, very expensive alternative. Yeah. I mean, real estate is not cheap, and you know, having the land, having the building for these developers, it makes it a lot easier to move forward. So I just want to make sure you're hoping or thinking that there's a possibility that this is in front of City Council by the end of 2022.
Yes, I think that, you know, the U.S. EPA has signed off on the redevelopment of the project. There's a plan to move it forward. You know, I've seen where, the tax credits from the state are very important here and have come into play. We've got dialogue between the school system, the developer, and the city on what exactly the project is, how it moves forward, how all can benefit from it. And, we've seen renderings. We know these people are being engaged that have never been engaged before. That all means money is being spent, and money is usually not spent unless there's something at the end of the rainbow.
Yeah, no, I understand. And, you know, you made the comment about the return on investment. These developers, they have the money, they want to invest the money, but they also want to make sure at the end of the day that they're making money. That's how any business operation works. And hopefully this is something that is to go through. And if it does go through, you're thinking about a 2-year time frame then.
What I'm told is, if all construction issues are resolved, that it can move forward. It would take about 2 years to complete construction, and then hopefully occupancy in 2025.
All right. Well, Pat DiOrio with the North Canton Department, we really appreciate you coming on and sharing all of this information. This is very exciting, and we'll have you back on the show in the near future as either you guys get closer to that city council meeting, or if city council were to approve it, you think that it would be approved unanimously, or do you think there might be a little give and take between city council?
I have learned never to speak on behalf of city council.
That is a smart man right there. Pat DiOrio, we appreciate you coming on, sir.
Thank you so much for your interest. Have a good day.